Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Hello there, Chad and Kelly, not Sandy and Sherry. They are on vacation. Sandy is in San Diego looking at her grandbaby.
Aww, yeah. So sweet.
Brand new baby. And saw a picture of her holding it. They're just so innocent and small.
And tiny. Yeah.
It's almost like you're going to break them, you know? But anyway, it's been so long since I had one of those little ones. Mine's now 23.
Whew. Whoa. See, I never even did that.
Wow.
I know, because I was afraid I was going to break it.
Just fly them in the ground, watch them grow.
No big deal. Anyway.
Phone lines open at 281-833-3333. Got a question about your lawn, your garden, what to plant, what to grow, how to fix things. That's why Kelly is here. She's got all the answers, and if not, she'll make them up because
that's right.
It's the sport of gardening.
That's right.
You win some, you lose some.
Maybe you get a good answer, maybe you get a bad answer.
You know, you got to try stuff. That's what it's all about. Anita is on the phone. Good morning, Anita.
Guess what, Anita, this is.
I know this, Anita.
Anita from Nelson Water Gardens. And what's up?
And well, first of all, thank you for the sweet comments about Nelson Water Gardens and the Nelson people.
Appreciate that.
We love you guys,
yes.
Of course. Love going thank out you. There, too, hanging out under the trees and just watching water and fish, and it's all cool.
It is nice. Well, listen, here's my problem. I have yellow jackets. I have two nests that I've found, and I hopefully, and not in a bad way, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they're good for the plants, yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't chase
they
me
didn't
into
get
the
her.
House. Yeah, they didn't get me. But what? Any ideas on how to get rid of them?
Well, no, because that's just nature. Where are their nests?
That's the problem with yellow jackets. They nest in the ground.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I've never heard of a way to get rid of them. But
here's my idea. I thought I'd just drag the hose over there and leave it dribbling there for weeks.
Wow.
I think that would drive them out.
That probably would drive them out. I guess you have a water well.
Well, I mean, it'll also keep the plants around them watered. Because I've had hoses dribbling all year long.
Man, you're making me jealous. Stop.
Well, I have no choice. I mean, I'm going to lose. You know, plus, there's also fire hazard.
Sure. If you're more rural,
yes,
for sure.
If you don't keep everything around your house moist, it's a fire hazard.
That's
so that's
true.
Another reason why
that's
I do that.
True.
So.
Yeah.
All right, so Anita, here's what you got to do. Tom Tynan has a Home Show Pro.
Yeah.
McGrath Pest Control.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Nice people.
Yes.
Yes.
And he, Scott and his gang love to, I don't want to say kill, but get rid of.
Assist in the elimination.
There you go. Yeah. Very nicely done. And they will take care of you because it's just what he's been doing since he was just a little tyke, using a lighter and a can of Aquanet.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
With the blowtorch. Anyway, his commercials are funny. But give McGrath Pest Control, and I don't have the number right here, but, of course, you go to Home Show Radio.
M-C-G-R-A-T-H, McGrath.
McGrath, M-C-G-R-A-T-H, yes.
Yep. Okay, I can find them on there.
There you go.
No problem.
He would love to take care of your bees for you.
All righty. Thank you. By the way, yellow jackets are not bees.
That's right. They're yellow jackets.
They're hornets. They're a type of hornet.
Hornet,
so it's not like I'm destroying a pollinator because they're not a bee.
That's true. Good point.
But they do eat caterpillars.
Eat caterpillars.
So I got plenty of work to take care of that.
So they're mean. They're mean.
They're mean. Yeah,
mean
they're
bees.
Mean.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Hope we helped you, Anita. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. One of our Home Show Garden Pros, she'll be on in a couple of weeks. She was on with Peter, I think, last week, right?
See, no matter how much you know, you can't know everything.
That's right. And
it's impossible.
That's what's so great about gardening is because you can learn something every day.
That's right.
You try something, you try some remineralizer from this company, you try it from that company, you try some some compost from this company, you tried from that. You guys,
that's right. There's not a wrong way to do most things.
Right.
Yeah.
Plants for All Seasons, you guys actually try different
soils. Yeah. Well, we love
you do tests.
Testing.
Yeah.
Like Sherry's, she should have been a scientist. I don't know.
She loves doing that.
She loves it. Yeah. I love it too. But yeah, we'll test soils before we bring them in to see what they do for the plants, as you know, potting soils and such.
And some plants do better than others. And
yes, you know. Yeah, and some potting soils have things in them to make the plants stay more compact. Some mm-hmm. have them to stretch out and grow more. Some make them bloom more. So it is fascinating.
There you go. So there's no right or wrong way to do things.
That's right. You can do it your way.
Phone number is 281-833-3333. Stick it in your phone so you can dial it up anytime. You have a question, it might just pop into your head. I took a video of a plant that we have just up the stairs here at the Mosier Media Home Show Garden Pros headquarters.
That's right.
Take a look at that. We'll talk about that coming up here on Sports Radio 610.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Get ready for fall and the holidays at the Fall Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Inspiration and home improvement ideas from right where you live. Our show is full of local pros who can help with floors, kitchens, baths, tile, lighting, windows, and doors, a mega home theater with 100-inch screen, and so much more. Enjoy special guest appearances and get interior design and renovation advice from expert Diane Cowan. It's all this weekend at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe. Get your tickets at TexwoodShows.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Goodness gracious, this hot summer weather has been crazy. The upside is when the fall weather arrives, it's going to be wonderful. All y'all hang in there. We're going to make it. Our fall veggies are starting to trickle in with more on the way soon. You'll find tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash on our tables right now. Plus, we have restocked our seeds with all of your favorite crops so you can get them now and they'll be ready to plant when you are. As always, we've got a great selection of seasonally appropriate shrubs, annuals, and perennials. Come on out and see. As hot as it is, it's very important to keep an eye on the watering in your yard. Both your lawn and beds need special attention this time of year. Chinch bugs and other insects have been really bad recently. Chinch bugs love the hottest, driest part of your yard, so that's where you need to pay special attention. If you think you're having problems with them, come on out and visit us, and we'll take a look at your pictures, and we can lead you in the right direction. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugar Land. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Joey. 281-833-3333. Chad Stevens along with Kelly Cook here from Plants for All Seasons, taking over the controls for Sherry and Sandy. Sherry is in Italia.
Italia.
Yes.
Drinking the wine and eating the bread.
Very nice. She'll be back next weekend. And then Sandy, she's in San Diego visiting her grandbaby, and she'll be back as well, along with Danny Lenderman, brother of Joey, who we just heard. Danny will be here with those ladies talking about your plants at 281-833-3333. All right, I put a video up on Facebook. If you go to Home Show Garden Pros Facebook, and there's a video of our plant that we have on our landing. And I just want you to see how tall that thing got.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. And you know what? I just put Microlife on in the pot and watered it with rainwater as opposed to the...
That's the magic sauce there.
You think that's the magic sauce?
100%.
Okay, because I just have... And the way that the building's set up, we have a downspout from a gutter, and the bucket we have fits right underneath it. So I just leave it there.
Well, I mean, you were lucky you could fill it up.
Exactly. Sorry about your pain.
Sorry. You just keep pouring salt in my wounds.
And we've been lucky that, you know, I think I've had to use, I try to do it once a week.
Yeah.
Get all the plants soaked. A good soaking because it has the natural pan underneath it. So it just kind of goes through and gets everything wet. And then I put the bucket back outside and wait. And we
wait. I'm just kidding.
And we've had a couple of good showers to fill it up. I go, whoa, there's
that's
water
awesome.
In there.
Yeah.
And it reacts great to rainwater.
Yeah, it's like plants like rainwater.
Yeah.
And tap water, not as much.
I was trying to grab some. We have some outside underneath the, you know, where you walk through the garage.
A porte-cochere?
Okay, something like that.
Okay.
And we have the plants underneath there, but they don't get the rain.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we grab the bucket and I put it under a downspout that we have at the house, but it's too low and I have to kind of tip the bucket. Anyway, so I was grabbing that and put the rainwater. But I rolled those things out into the rain yesterday.
Yeah.
And just to give them some real water as opposed to the hose.
So much better.
Yeah.
Everything's greener right after a rain. I mean, you can water with city water.
Yeah, but as the chlorine and everything in there,
it's
and
so bleh.
Fluorides and things like that. And the plants, I guess, don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's so weird how the earth works.
Strange.
So strange.
All right, we're having some fun. That's what we're trying to do for you. HomeshowGardenPros.com. Anytime you want to listen to the show and you're out and about, if you're not near 610 AM radio or on the, you know, HD radio, which is 100.3 FM HD2, we're on that, if you know what an HD radio is even. It's the quality is a little bit better on the HD.
It does sound good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you can listen on your phone and tap that into your Bluetooth by just clicking on the Listen Now button at HomeshowGardenPros.com. If you miss all of that, you can always catch a podcast. If you get podcasting and you get it downloaded to your phone automatically, you can pick up on that like on Monday. Jacob over here puts it together and then we upload it and you can get the podcast of the show. So you can listen anytime you want. And if you have any questions, you can always ask a pro, find out what's going on, and we get to them as fast as we can. But the quickest way is 281-833-3333. I got one more question here from somebody. We'll take care of that coming up on Sports Radio 610.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some Azomite. Azomite. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add Azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's Azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Right now, I want to remind you about Nelson Plant Food. This is a must on your garden shelf. Nelson Plant Food, grow like a pro. They actually started making their fertilizers and foods for industry. And then they developed all of these different specialized foods for our plants, just for residents. So it is plant food made in Texas for Texas plants. It's formulated for professional landscapers, but now available for you and me, for our flowering plants and our gardens and our lawns. It is a slow-release granular fertilizer using premium ingredients, and they're sourced from around the world, and it's gone through rigorous testing, so you can feel comfortable using Nelson Plant Foods. Your lawn is very hungry right now. We have talked about the stress of the summer. Turf Star is a full line of fertilizers for your lawn. So you need to grab a bag of that Turf Star from one of our Home Show Garden Pros and get ready to lay that out in our lawn and garden. And Turf Star is, you can go to Home Show Garden Pros and find out where you can buy your Turf Star, and the Slow Release and the Bruce's Brew. All of these are great Nelson plant food products. You've also heard me and Cherry talking about the different Color Star and the hibiscus food and the rose food. So they have very specific foods. And I'm telling you, the hibiscus and the Color Star are on my garden shelf, and it is a go-to because our plants need to be fed just like you and I do. So Nelson Plant Food is the go-to for our plant food. Texas made targeted nutrition for those plants to help them grow stronger. Feed your plants with Nelson Plant Food. They're hungry.
Thank you, Sandy. Chad and Kelly in for Sandy and Sherry at 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros, what you're tuned into. Matter of fact, Dean with Nelson Plant Food is over at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Oh, I love Dean.
Yeah, he's got a booth out there, and if you got any questions about his brand of fertilizers and all of them.
Yeah, because he's got lawn foods now and plant-specific foods.
Head out there. Go see him. Lone Star Convention Center. And we'll be talking more about that here in a couple of seconds. But if you have a question for Kelly, by all means, give her a call. Or you can just go to Ask a Pro on our home show, gardenpros.com, and ask it. Like, let's see, Claire did. She says, I have a beauty berry that has berries, but the berries are pale.
Well, there's different varieties, okay. So it may just depend on which one she bought, because there's white ones, there's one that I would call like a lilac color, and then there's some that are dark purple. So either hers hadn't colored up yet, or she bought a different variety.
So she could be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing what it's supposed to do. The birds are still going to like it, all your pollinators like it, but if she bought it to get like the brightest purple color, she might have just got the wrong one.
Oh.
And sometimes they're tagged wrong. It happens.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when the nurseries have them, they don't usually have the berries on them at the nursery.
Oh, so it's
because people are buying them before that. Yeah, yeah. We don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. So either go buy another one or just
or just
wait.
Accept that one because it's
the way they are.
It's a beauty berry.
That's right.
That's right.
So what do they look like? I'm not familiar
it's
with
kind them. Kind of a, they're wild. You'll see them along walking trails and stuff. Do you go to parks and go walking?
I try not to.
I don't blame you. but they'll have them. They're native here in the woods and stuff, and they're kind of like a wild shaped thing, like skinny branches and stuff, but they'll have the berries all along the branches.
Are they edible?
To birds and things. And I think I heard recently that Meriwether's Foraging, I think he said that you can make jelly out of them or something.
Really?
I read it somewhere. Okay. I assume it was him because I like all his stuff he talks about. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there you go. Appreciate the question, Claire. At the Ask a Pro on our website. Appreciate that. All right, 281-833-3333. All right, we've got, we were talking about this lemon picture that we had. Just to go over it again in case you missed it in the first hour. We have a picture of a lemon. That's really what it is on our Facebook page. So the lemon is just all chewed up. And the bad news is, if you have some of your fruit that looks like that, you just want to get rid of it.
Ditch it. Yeah.
Maybe start with cutting the branch off.
Yeah.
And worst comes to worst, take the entire plant out.
Yeah.
Which is tree out.
Honestly, like what the state wants to see you do.
Yeah, because you don't want to infect your neighbor, and you don't want to infect any actual growers, because that's going to make the price of everything go up.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
Yes.
Yes.
So make sure you take care of that right away. And we got a picture of my Scheffalera.
Yeah, your Scheffalera. Look at you.
Scheffalera.
It
helps that I wrote it down. as a video there of how it could be looking at your house if it was growing there. And it's real simple. It's just microlife and rainwater.
Yes.
And you said the rainwater
key
is the key.
Yeah, even though I love microlife, but key.
Yeah.
Is that rainwater versus tap water on your house plants? I know. It's trying to grow up the ceiling.
It's wild. We have a tall window, which
you
helps.
You do. Yeah.
So it's
guiding it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just going right up the window, and it's probably 12 feet high.
At least. Yeah.
It's crazy high. So anyway, check that out on our Facebook page. You'll go, ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe I like that at my house.
Right.
And so we're thinking ahead with the planting. We talked about some of the veggies that we want to plant right now. You can start some with seeds.
You can, your winter vegetables, you can either do from little transplants or seeds on your leafy greens. Now, there are root vegetables, like in your previous commercial, like your beets and turnips and carrots and things. Mm-hmm. You would not want to buy a starter plant of those, although they're around.
Right.
Because why would you pay for one beet what you could pay for a whole pack of seeds?
Good point.
Yeah. So, but those are things you would be looking at starting now, your root vegetables and your leaf vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about just your non-vegetable garden?
Oh, yeah. Trees, shrubs. Yeah. It's a great time to plant.
Yeah. Do you start any shrubs from seeds, or is it always a seedling?
It's usually tissue culture or cuttings.
Okay.
That's how the big growers do it. I don't do any of that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, let's see what we got coming up here next. Oh, yes, we do have, we want to talk about the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, and that'll be on the way in moments on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, 281-833-3333. We're celebrating. Kelly got her Wordle.
And two.
Two! Woo! Wow, that's impressive.
This is a big brain.
Yeah.
Can't help myself.
See, look at that.
Look at that.
That's what we're celebrating right there. Wordle in two. Whoa.
God,
I got in five today, but.
That's okay.
I know.
I've had lots of fives lately.
You know, you wake up at 2 in the morning, I'm thinking, I need to go back to sleep. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll do Wordle.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. So what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Up at the Montgomery County. There's a fun thing to do. If you don't want to do any planning today, if you want to do anything like that, you want to do some home improvements instead, hey, I know the place. Lone Star Convention Center. You got to go up there starting at 9 o'clock this morning until 6 today, and then tomorrow 10 to 5. All kinds of cool stuff to look at. Home improvement is where you want to go and find out what you can do for the holidays. They'll give you ideas what to do for next year. You got to plan ahead.
You do have to plan.
You know,
yes.
After this cooler weather now, people are getting fired up about, you know, either fixing this or putting in that. They get all kinds of ideas, seasonal decor, artisan furniture. And if you need a contractor, they got those out there too.
Well, good.
If you don't want to do it yourself, you know, they can help you, you know, do all kinds of cool stuff out there. Maybe make your home the dream home you've always wanted. Home improvement professionals out there that have guest speakers. One of those, like we mentioned, Dean Nelson, founder of Nelson's Plant Food.
Yay, Dean.
He is out there. Mm-hmm. Go hear him speak and see his booth. And if you are a teacher, or maybe you're in the military, a veteran, fireman, police officer, or first responder, you show your ID, you flash them.
Don't flash
the ID.
The ID.
And you get in for free. How good is that? And if you have kids with you, you tug them along. Kids 12 and under are free as well. Parking is free. You can get discount tickets if you have to pay. If you're not one of those other people, go to TexwoodShows.com or you can go to HomeShowRadio.com. We get a link there too. Lone Star Convention Center and Expo Center. Go there at 9055 Airport Road, Edson Conroe, 77303. Put it in your helper there in your phone. It'll get you there and straight away. It's 9 o'clock is when it opens. It's about 28 minutes away. And take a look at all the cool stuff. The Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Okay, so we got a little bit of time for you to get your calls in at 281-833-3333. Kelly is here answering the question. Some people got rain, some didn't. So yeah. if they are unfortunate like yourself.
Yes.
Sorry.
I know.
Didn't get the rain, what should we do then to the lawn, maybe to save it, to help it, to get it ready? I mean, it's going to happen.
Well, like we talked about earlier, I would say aeration would be an important thing to do. Water is still important. We still have to do it.
Everybody's water bills is shooting up the roof.
Oh, gosh, those taxes.
Yeah.
And then thinking about doing your fall fertilizer, too.
So you should do the aeration first.
And then backfill it with your humates and compost. Yep.
Okay. And then, or the compost.
And then fertilize.
And then fertilize. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want a compost or a humates plus first and then put the
fertilizer. I mean, the order of the operations isn't detrimental in any way. But yeah, I would do it that way because I would want it to start recovering with the other and then fertilize it and boost the rest of the growth.
Okay, so with this, with the liquid fertilizers, and you guys have the liquid compost.
Yes.
Tea.
Yes. We'll start brewing it again now that it's cooling off.
Okay,
yeah, it got too hot. We couldn't brew it. The microbes were crazy.
Oh, that's right. So the microbes don't like it when it's hot.
No,
it's too hot for them.
And they'll turn into bacteria. I think that's right. It becomes more bacterial rather than.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of more science. There you go.
Yeah, that's a science thing.
It is.
But the you want the microbes to be
active, alive. Yeah.
Now when you have the fertilizer that has microbes in it, humates plus,
right.
That's you can't put it down when it's hot too.
You can put it down when it's hot because they're inoculated and they're on the little
suspended animation.
They're suspended animation is exactly right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get them to the soil level and they wake up and do their thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I know.
I'd like to see that on some kind of microscope somewhere.
I know. I'll bring one next time.
All right,
we'll
awesome. Yeah, I want to see that happen. Like stretching their
exactly. Their little legs. What is it? Cilia, filia? I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget all that amoeba stuff. Yeah.
All right. So if you're having problems and you want to, you can go to any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Bring a picture in or bring the plant in if you have a problem with it. Some of them, the plants that I've noticed. Brown on the edges.
Yeah.
Is that just from lack of water or just
stress? I mean, your stress for lack of water and too much water comes out the same on the plant. The plant can't get the water to the tips of the leaves and it's trying to save itself from either the root rotting from too much water or drying up and not having enough. So that's the plant's reaction to save itself. So, but I would say now, probably not enough water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first thing to go would be the edges of the leaves.
Correct.
Because they're so stressed.
Yes.
Who was it? I think John Ferguson said something about John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources, who is like a walking encyclopedia.
He's a scientist.
Is a scientist. And he has said something about in his newsletter about how much water it takes for the plant to, when it, at a certain degree of temperature, you're going to use the water to nourish itself.
Sure.
Hotter it gets, it uses it to cool itself.
Cool itself. Yeah.
And then above that, it's just, I mean, 105.
Yeah. What do you do?
There's nothing.
You're
you can
just
do.
Trying to breathe.
I wonder, you put something over, should you put like a tarp or not a tarp, but a tent maybe?
No.
No?
No. I mean, there are plants that you would shade.
Yeah.
You know,
if you can move them.
If you, I mean, and I know people were tenting and tarping certain things, but do you have to do that? No. I mean, the most important thing is to keep your root system healthy and you'll have a healthy top.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all fine and good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out more about Nature's Way Resources, what's going on there. And we're going to have also on the phone coming up, we're going to talk with Ed from our new tree experts, the Woodlands Tree Experts. He's standing by. Can't wait for that because we got tons of tree questions to ask.
Oh, my gosh. Tree people are going to be busy.
Busy.
And
you know, there's still hurricane season. It's still in that. So you got to worry about that, too.
Yep, so yep. We don't want them falling over.
We got tons to get to, especially your phone call, 281-833-3333, when we come back here on Sports Radio 610.
Ah, the pool feels great in this heat. As you paddle around, I want you to look at your house. You see that tall thing? That's your chimney. This is the time of year to make sure it's ready when you need it, just like your pool is today. Lord's Chimney checks for water damage. Make sure the mortar joints and bricks aren't crumbling. Inspects your chimney cap and more. Schedule an inspection today at lordschimney.com. Oh, don't forget the sunblock.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Time for a treat? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Corca.
Welcome back in. Home Show Garden Pros, what you tune into on Sports Radio 610. I'm Chad Stevens in for Sherry and Sandy, and we do have a garden pro here, Kelly Cook from Plants for All Seasons.
Hello.
And on the phone with us, we do have our brand new sponsor to the show for trees, Ed Dolphin. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey,
doing great.
Doing great. Welcome into the welcome into the show with Woodlands Tree Experts, brand new sponsor. And you were you were here earlier.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, this is great. We've already had a bunch of questions about trees and stuff already.
I've been listening.
It's been great. You know, you mentioned the thing that you mentioned earlier when I saw you this week was that how much water trees actually drink.
Oh boy! And this summer has been brutal. You know, people don't realize that just take a 32-inch water oak, very common tree in everybody's yard.
Mm-hmm.
That tree on any given day, July 17th, can transpire 500 gallons of water.
500?
Wow.
That's drawing from the ground and releasing back into the atmosphere 500 gallons a day.
That's crazy.
And we have got a severe shortage of that. And hear me this, God, thank you for the rain. But we need more of it. We need a lot of it.
Yeah.
I don't pray for hurricanes.
Exactly.
But I can sure use a tropical storm. You know, a tropical depression, something to bring up some moisture from the Gulf would be very helpful.
So what about the slow? So you want to water them slowly then, if you're going to water? Just a slow drip?
So here's what I recommend.
Okay.
I mean, no, a drip at the trunk is fine for a very young tree.
Okay.
But you need to deliver water out to the edge of the drip line, which is the end of the branches. Tree's root system will go, if you're standing at that 32-inch water oak and you're looking up at it, and you're 20 feet from the trunk, you're standing at the drip line, take that distance, the 20 feet, multiply it by 3, and that's where a tree's root system is, 60 feet out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's where you need to be watering. And the rule of thumb is an inch of water a week, 52 weeks a year, taking into consideration rainfall or severe lack thereof. That's if you could do that, and most people have not a clue on
sure
how to do that.
Right.
You know, I mean, the best thing to do is to measure how much you deliver when you water, and then do the math. I mean, literally, a measuring device can be something as simple as a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Put it out there, measure how much you deliver, do the math, calculate how long it takes to deliver 1 inch. And I tell people, look, if you'll deliver half of an inch twice a week, you're better than 99.9% of all your neighbors.
Wow. Is this
because most people just really don't know how to water properly.
Right. Is this just for oaks or just any tree?
Every tree.
Every
pines,
tree.
Elms, Vitex, white oaks, water oaks. Whatever.
All right. So
every tree.
When you drive up to a house, you can pretty much look at the tree and go, oh, I know what's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. So
I tell people, I am to your tree what your doctor is to you. You know, when you walk into the doctor's office, number one, you want some attention. You're there for a very purpose, for a real reason. And you want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what I do with trees.
Awesome.
To figure out what's going on and solutions to those problems.
The Woodlands Tree Experts.
I'm super excited. I'm super excited to be part of the show now.
We're so glad to have you, too, because not only that, we got hurricane season coming, and people have really, you know, full trees. You can prune them or whatever you call
them. We can thin them for wind. But I tell people all the time, look, man, when it comes to hurricane and or tornadic force winds, all bets are off.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
There's a particular tree guy that advertises on the radio that says he can hurricane-proof your trees, and it's like, no, you can't.
Yeah. The only
hurricane-proof tree is one that's not there.
Okay, that's right. All right, get a hold of you. What's the best way? The website or phone number? Whatever.
Website or the phone number is always the best. I mean, anybody can text me, call.
Oh, okay. This is your cell. Okay, good.
Yeah, this is my cell. This is the only number that there is. 713-703-2701.
And that's available at thewoodlandstreeexperts.com.
That's it.
All right. Ed, good to have you on board, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. There's our new sponsor, the Woodlands Tree Experts. And now would be a good time to, you know, check that out, figure it out. And if you got some trees that are ailing, bark's falling off it or whatever, you know, give him a call. Find out. He can look, but he can just look at it and say, oh, I know what's wrong with it. Anyway, okay, so we got a few more minutes for get your calls in at 281-833-3333. And if you have any problems with growing or surviving, you might want to give Kelly a call here, and she'll help you with all of that right here on Sports Radio 610.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into it. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, Chad and Kelly in for Sandy and Sherry today. You got a text from your sister?
I did. She's texting me from Italy.
Ooh.
I know. She's sending me not only tree and shrub pictures of how beautiful it is there, but she gave you and I a thumbs up.
Oh, well, there. I mean, we've made it.
We've made it. We have Sherry's approval. It's done. It's over. We can leave.
We can leave that.
Yeah.
281-833-3333. Tony's on the line. Hi, Tony. Got a question for Kelly.
Yes, I do. Well, it's about my grass. It's, you know, brown and sure. turned into hay just like everybody else's. Uh-huh. But I was wondering if maybe the roots are still there and I could put some do some things with the microlife and stuff to kind of feed the soil until next, you know, next growing season, or is it just dead and gone? I'll probably have to replant.
You aren't going to know until you try. So go ahead and do your microlife things and do your seaweed and do your compost and water, and pray for more rain or do rain dance, whatever you do. And let's see what happens. You'll know in the next few weeks which areas are going to recover and which ones aren't if you do those things.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, you're not the only one that's got problems with their lawn. It's just
no, it's citywide,
yeah,
countywide.
And you noticed when people's sprinklers aren't covering the grass enough when you have really lush green grass around the sprinkler heads.
Yeah, and you see nothing. A lot of that.
I know.
Yeah,
and that's why you got to cut because you don't want to cut because if you cut then you're taking away the
green pretty.
The green
that
pretty.
Was all my green. It's gone. Yeah.
Let's get to Kennedy real quick here. Kennedy, welcome to the program. 281-833-3333. You got a question for Kelly?
Yeah, I have two about soil. I've got a 100-gallon tank of soil I bought from Rose Soil or mixture from Nature's Way, and it's just sat there the whole year through this heat. Is it going to be any good next year?
It just depends on how dry and dusty it's become. If it's still accepting water, it's fine. If it's like dust, you're going to have to refresh it, work in compost, keep re-moisten it, and try and get it to accept water.
Okay. The next question would be about tomato plants and pathogens in old dirt. Do you always have to replace the dirt here in Houston?
It's good to replace it just so that you can build your nutrients back up or just rotate your crops from place to place. It depends on how sandy your soil is, if you also want to do that, because then nematodes are an issue. But we don't see a lot of that in our part of town. It's more clay and dirt. But anytime you can rotate soil, the better.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kennedy. You know, we got a lot of people that do tomatoes a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
people are tomato crazy.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Really?
You're not a tomato fan
okay.
so much?
Yeah, it's okay.
Good in a salad,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's good for the spaghetti sauce.
I'll put it on my hamburger. That's it.
And, but, yeah, if you have a couple of different gardening beds, you want to put them over here one time and then put them over there
yes.
the next time.
Yes, keep okay. moving.
Yeah,
move them around. Yeah.
Variety is the spice of a life.
That's right. Oh, Sherry's got us on this Italian thing.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Yeah, good grief.
All right, so we're going to talk to Tony, number two, coming up in just a moment here on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest. You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Azomite. I know you've heard.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love my azomite.
So tell us about azomite.
Azomite is a granular mineral supplement for your yard. So it has everything from A to Z.
Yeah.
And just like people, our soils and our soil life mm-hmm. need minerals.
Right.
And they can't run to the drugstore and get them. So we have to put them out.
Right.
And so azomite makes it super easy. It's a great granulated product mm-hmm. that you can just put in your spreader.
Nice.
Put over your yard. It goes long distance, or you can go heavy if you feel like you need to really beef up your minerals mm-hmm. In your yard and just with a spreader, and then you just water it in. It's simple. It's easy to do. If you haven't done it before in the past, I would say do it heavy and do it now to get that yard over the stress. Yeah. You know, it's just like when we're sick, we want to take different minerals, right. So like zinc and different things to boost our immune system. We're going to have to boost the immune system of our lawns and gardens after this stressful summer. So get out, get your Azomite put out, mm-hmm. water it in so that we can hopefully get our lawn through a very transitional time into the fall and hopefully with some ease and not have a bunch of disease set in.
And I have my bag sitting ready to go this weekend. It is on my list. I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah, because our yards can only be as healthy as the lowest nutrient that's there. And we don't think, we eat food, but mm-hmm. we also take supplements.
Right.
Because we can't get everything out of our food. And we need to do that with our lawns. We need to feed them, but we also need to give them mineral supplements. So it's a great way to remineralize your soil in one bag.
Right.
Like just one and done.
And you hear us talking about remineralization, and there we go. Mm-hmm. Azomite's a great product.
Great. And you can find it at all your Home Show Garden Pro locations.
Yes. Yes.
And for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. And you can always tell a Home Show Garden Pro, they say Azomite. You go on YouTube and they go call it Azomite.
Yeah, you can.
You can tell when they're not the professionals.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Well, when you want to get your name right, isn't that right, Kelly?
Yeah, you can call me whatever.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
That's right.
All right, we got time for one more call. Tony, again, Tony, and Tony.
Tony.
We had three Tonys today. Tony, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys.
A girl, Tony.
A girl, Tony.
Yay.
I have a couple quick shrub questions. One, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it right. A euonymus.
Euonymus, correct.
Euonymus. Yes. It's about 9 foot tall and about 6 foot wide, and I'd like to cut it back by a third. When's the best time to do that?
Let us cool off a little bit more. Think about doing that late October or November at that point.
All right, great. And my second question is, I have Walter's viburnum. It's about 3 foot wide, big globe, and I would love to move it. Should I cut it back and then move it, or should I not move it? You do not recommend it. What's your suggestion?
You can move it. I would do that more December, January time. And yes, you can trim it when you move it because the chance of getting all the roots are pretty slim. So by trimming it, that's less the plant will have to support once you get it moved.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
Excellent. Thanks for
calling.
Thank
you, Tony. Appreciate that. Wow. A lot of great calls today. Renee, Alan, Jeremy. Oh, great questions.
Tony.
Over at Plants for All Seasons, where you're heading back to.
I am headed there.
What's new and happening?
Oh, my gosh. We got in loads of beautiful color this week.
Good.
Like, it's phenomenal, especially after this crusty brown summer. It's something
really,
beautiful to look at, but we've got lots of good transitional fall color. We got in mums already.
Wow.
We reloaded the vegetable table with all the leafy greens. So there's a lot. Plus, we have all the favorite products that we talk about on the show.
Absolutely. And if you want your fertilizers and your treatments and things, make sure you go see Kelly over there, Plants for All Seasons, 249, right off the wet exit.
That's right.
Cool. Easy to get to, right off the freeway. Can't miss it. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Chad. It was fun. I was a little scared.
Ah, nah.
Because I didn't have my sister. But it's okay.
You can do it without her.
I can. Look at this.
She can go to Italy, and you can do fun.
She can just be a world traveler, and you and I can just hang out here.
There you go.
There you go.
We got the questions answered. Tom Tynan is coming up next. He is encore presentation. He is accepting an award for his dad up in Michigan. So he's excited about that. A little sad, of course, his dad's not here with us anymore. But enjoy the show. If you got a question for Tom, put it on the Ask Tom on the website, and he'll get to it next weekend. But have yourself a great weekend planting with the Home Show, GardenPros.com. Hear all this again on the podcast and the Listen Now button. Have a great weekend.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.